The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day on this Wednesday. Wow. New year, Steve? New you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Here's my closing remarks. You know, I was, this is a new year, you know, and people, you're still meeting people going, hey, happy new year, you know. I think after the 10th, you should stop saying Happy New Year's. It's 10 days in. I think we ought to make that the cutoff point, at least the 10th. After the 10th, you ain't said Happy New Year. We in it now. I think everybody should, like I said at the beginning, start 2025 off with two things: gratitude and determination. I mean, you've got to be grateful. I mean, when you look at this number, 2025, that's a big number, man. And the older you are, the bigger you realize this number is. I mean, if you'd have told me in 1965 that I would be living in 2025, that was unthinkable for me. Now, I was a little boy back then. 2025, what are you talking about? In the year 1999, remember when all of that was going on? People was predicting the end of the world in 2000. I went out and bought a generator just in case somebody flipped the switch and cut the power off. You know, I went and got me a generator getting ready and nothing happened and all that. That was 25 years ago. As I'm going into 2025, I'm going in with two things. First of all, gratitude. I'm just grateful that God let me live. I can't believe he has let me live this long. I can't believe he has blessed me with the amount of health that I have, the amount of will that I have, the ability to think rationally, to speak, to talk. Whatever measure of health you have, you should be healthy. You should be grateful. Now, I know some of us are not as healthy as we like to be, but man, you're still here. But on top, this gratitude is the way that you get more things given to you. Do you know, and you have to understand this, the more grateful you are, the more grateful you are, the more things God will give you to be grateful for. The more gratitude you show, the more things he will give you to show gratitude about. The more times you say thank you, the more stuff he will give you to be thankful for. I'm trying to get you to understand it however I need to say it to you. But the more giving of gratitude you do in 2025, the more things he will do for you to be grateful. Because what God is, he's a just God. God understands that if you are complaining about what you have right now, why would he give you some more? I mean, just think about that. That's fair, ain't it? Ain't that fair? If I've given you this and you're complaining about this, why would I give you more when this has caused you nothing but misery to complain about? You know, some people, man, you complain yourself out of a blessing. You got to stop that in 2025. I can't believe I'm still living in this house. Whoa. Back up a little bit. How about you? You can't believe you're still living. And how you can't believe you still living in this house that God gave you. Remember, there was a time when you asked him for that house. Do you remember that? You know, see, sometimes, man, we get stuck because we get stuck in the gratitude phase. Remember when you asked God for that car and now that car has gotten old? You see, you stop being grateful for the car. So now, since you ain't grateful for that car, why would God give you another car? You got to understand, sometimes we get stuck in our gratitude and we can't move forward because we don't have no gratitude. You remember when you needed a place to stay and God gave it to you? It may not be ultimately what you wanted, but I remember when you just wanted that apartment. I remember when you just wanted to get in somewhere and you got in it. Now you're complaining about it. Well, now he's just going, wow. Every time I give you something you ask me for, you end up complaining about it. So let me stop giving you stuff. Don't you understand? You've got to get more gratitude. The second thing I'm going into 2025 with is determination. I am determined. I am determined to do God's will. I am determined to be a better person. I am determined to allow God more purpose in my life. I am determined to ask God more and more to order my step. I am determined to ask God what is his will in my life. You know how many plans I've made that God allowed me to make because he gives us the power of choice, but they weren't really what he wanted me to do. But since he created us and he gave us the power of choice, you know, we get that decision, right? And how many times he's had allowed these choices I've made to go down the path I chose to go down. And then he had to show me along the way, that ain't what I want you to do. So this year, I'm more determined to find out his will for me. So I have plans. I have aspirations. I have things that I've set up that I want to accomplish. But I'm also asking God to make sure that this is aligned with your will. And if it ain't for me, then show me quickly that it's not for me. Don't let me do like I've been doing. Let me go down this Donnybrook path for a year and a half to discover that ain't the path you wanted me on. Because let me stop doing what I want to do all the time. And I'm just more determined to submit to God's will in my life. So that's my plan for this year in 2025. I'm entering 2025 with more gratitude, and I'm walking in with a whole lot more determination. Now, my willpower is strong. I'm not going to lie to you. I just believe that God got me on the course, and I'm determined to get there. And no amount of haters is going to shake me off course this year. Hate if you won't. Hate if you will. When you get through, I'm in God's hands. So I invite y'all to do the same. More gratitude, more determination. Y'all have yourself a great 2025. I expect it to be. Even with the downfalls and problems that I'll face, I'll get through them too. Y'all have a great day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.